Chicago, 77 little towns under one umbrella. Is Chicago a city of neighborhoods? Well, we intend to find out. We continue our tour of Chicago tonight by going west to East Garfield Park. East Garfield Park is smack dab in the middle of the west side of Chicago. North to Chicago Avenue, south to 290, the Green Line rumbles through the neighborhood, which obviously is home to Garfield Park and the Garfield Park Conservatory. The conservatory draws tourists from all over the world, but those tourists don't stick around to take in the local fare. The neighborhood is predominantly African-American and hasn't seen much development since the 1968 riots. And the area is one of the hotspots for Chicago's gun violence. As a matter of fact, even today, a shooting took place just mere blocks from where we were. It's no joke. But the architecture along the boulevards, amazing. And Garfield Park itself is one of Chicago's crown jewels. And according to Real Estate News, the prices in the area, they're on the way up. Politically, it's the 28th Ward, run by Alderman Jason Irvin, and it's also represented by longtime Congressman Danny Davis. And speaking of politics, my tour guide of East Garfield Park today is former mayoral candidate Amara Enya. Enya ran for mayor in the general but didn't make the runoff, but she did make headlines for a high-profile endorsement from Chance the Rapper. But before this campaign, Amara was an activist, an educator, and a frequent guest on my old show. She picked a place, the Inspiration Kitchen, located in the 3400 block of West Lake Street. Place is part catering kitchen, restaurant, and community center, built and run to help people in East Garfield Park find employment and stability. And they make a mean shrimp po' boy. What do we need to know? Let's first talk East Garfield Park. Of course, Chicagoans are going to know the conservatory, and that's a big part of this area. I mean, it's the big acres alone. It's the spot. But what do people need to know about East Garfield Park?
Well, I would say it's just such an absolutely beautiful neighborhood. I think it's a hidden gem. Even having the conservatory here, beyond that, we have some of the most amazing housing stock in the city. If you drive through the neighborhood, you'll see the gray stones. You'll see they're like townhouses along the boulevard.
That's great.
We've got the park. We've got the Golden Dome. It's just, it's an absolutely gorgeous neighborhood. I think it's a hidden gem.
Now, the park separates Garfield Park. You got a west and an east. What's the difference? Is there a difference in the demographics, in the economy, and how those neighborhoods are doing?
Well, the difference would be mainly that in East Garfield Park, years ago, there were some gentrification taking place closer to the eastern border of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that has slowed, and so the demographics are pretty much the same, both primarily black neighborhoods. I would say you'll see in West Garfield Park a lot of residential single-family homes, mm-hmm. More so, I think, than East Garfield. East Garfield, we've got a lot of the sort of townhouse sort of streets going on, but the demographics are pretty much the same. They've got, you know, a lot of challenges, some of the same challenges mm-hmm. as it relates to employment levels in the community and some of the, you know, things like shootings and things like that right. You'll see pretty similar across both East and West Garfield. But even in West Garfield, I mean, if you drive down Washington Boulevard, I mean, the homes are just amazing. It's, I don't know, it's just really quality homes. It's really nice. I like the access to the park, and mm-hmm. it's also very transportation friendly.
Yeah, as we sit right here, right in the shadow of the Green Line, which is flying by as
yes.
we're having our conversation. The one thing that I will say about Garfield Park, and I've noticed this as well, is that for all the beautiful homes, the other part of it, which is somewhat sad, is just the abandoned lots. There's
yes.
a lot of abandoned lots, and it's surprising to me that, you know, with Chicago being so expensive, that people would gobble those up. But why are yeah. there so many abandoned lots in both East and West?
Yeah, you'll see, unfortunately, a lot of vacant lots, especially along Madison. If you drive down Madison, you'll see a lot of them. And sort of what the understanding is for folks who live in the neighborhood is that we haven't seen significant development along our major corridor since the 1968 riots after Dr. King was assassinated. And so you haven't seen development happen on the west side, really, since that time. And so you see a lot of these vacant lots. The big question is who owns those lots. If you have outside investors or speculators, folks who are not in the community, so in some cases not even in the city, they can hold... Or even in the country, they can hold on to those vacant properties. And because they're not connected, they're not as vested in making sure that we actually turn those vacant properties right. into assets for the community. So that's been a big challenge from a community and economic development standpoint.
What do you say from your point of view is the number one issue for East Garfield Park?
Well, I would say it's definitely levels of violence in the neighborhood, the number of shootings in the neighborhood. It's a lot. It tends to go up and down, but it's probably top five in the city, I think, in terms of the number of shootings. We also have a significant issue with the open-air drug markets, and we're off of 290, off the 290 corridor, which is the heroin highway, is what they say. And so that's very evident in the neighborhood as well. For me, it's a big issue. You see a lot of folks who are dealing with substance abuse problems who clearly have not had access to care, whether physical or mental health care. And you see a lot of folks also who are dealing with mental health issues as well that's going untreated. And so I've seen a lot of that just randomly throughout the neighborhood.
You ran for mayor, and in doing so, you crisscross the city. You're all over the place in different neighborhoods. Are the problems in East Garfield Park, are they similar to the problems in other neighborhoods? Are they relatable problems, meaning things that you see maybe on West Washington Street are the same things you might see on South Halsted Street or North Milwaukee, whatever it might be, but or is it unique?
Yeah, not North Milwaukee, but there are definitely some similarities. So a lot of the things you see with vacant lots, for example, if you go down to Inglewood, you see just open land, right? So you see clearly what happens when you have land, homes that were torn down, development hasn't happened. So there's a similarity there. The employment issue in terms of how many people are actually employed in the community, that's an issue that we're seeing across the city, where people in neighborhoods from, if you go to Little Village, it's the same thing. You go down to Roseland, it's the same thing, where the local residents are not benefiting from jobs available in the economy. They're simply not getting access to jobs. And so you see that similarity. So I think broadly there are similarities no matter what neighborhood you go into. Mm-hmm. What's unique, though, also about East Garfield is we have so many assets that make this a prime area of investment and development. So we've got these transportation corridors along Madison, along Roosevelt, along Cicero. There's so many options. We have a great park system. We're very close to downtown, just a straight shot, and you're downtown.
I mean, it's amazing to see the skyline.
Yes.
You can almost reach out and touch it from here.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And that's, I think, what I think a lot of Chicagoans and people who might be listening right now are surprised and baffled. I mean, when you see the Garfield Park Conservatory and you know how many tourists come through there, we just walked over there, and to see all the people coming out that aren't living in the neighborhood, and you also can reach out and touch, and you've got the Green Line right here, you would think that this would be prime location for, I don't want to say gentrification, but development.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it just comes down to priorities. I think that the city has not had a habit of actually investing in an area until people are displaced. And that's one of the big tragedies. The land is valuable. The homes are valuable. The question is always whether the people are valuable. And so long as the people are not valued by the power structure and by city government, then you don't see the kinds of financial and economic investment that could be truly transformative. But if you did it here, I mean, it would work. Like, we have everything that we need to make this a thriving and vibrant community.
Well, you're sandwiched in a way, too, as the Green Line rumbles past us as we talk between Oak Park and downtown.
Yes.
And there's something that I guess I it's a rhetorical question, but you just wonder about just when it comes to discrimination in areas, when it comes to our economy and our housing, to see this is a primarily black neighborhood, and to see on the other sides, Oak Park or downtown, which would be primarily white neighborhoods or white businesses, they're getting development up the wazoo, but there's none here. And it's, when you sit here, it's startling.
Yes, you can feel it. The fact that this is sort of like a donut hole. Even if you look at where nonprofit organizations are located or where, you know, where things are happening, you literally have to either go east or you've got to go west. Right here, there are very few organizations that are here. There are very few resources that are here. It's almost like it's a forgotten part of the city. And that's something that I always try to lift up, because when you actually get here, people are like, wow, this is a really beautiful neighborhood. We've got so many assets. Why aren't we doing more here? Why isn't the city doing more here? And that's what residents are saying. Like, we're deserving of the same level of investment that you see elsewhere, and that infusion of financial capital would actually work here, and it would do a lot for the community.
How do you change it? You didn't win as mayor.
No, so I know.
You gotta change your agenda locally, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to keep advocating and lifting it up in the mainstream conversations. Mm-hmm. I was always very clear about running for mayor, but also speaking for those areas that have been sort of overlooked for a very long time, and pushing the West Side into the mainstream conversations so that we're forcing leadership to actually say, maybe we should reevaluate what our economic development strategy is.
Are you optimistic that's going to happen with a new city council and a new mayor, that people are going to look a little bit closer at some of the communities like East Garfield Park?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm very optimistic, because one thing that I know coming out of this election is that people do not want the status quo. They don't want the same things. They're looking for something different. And we also have, in addition to the aldermen, we've got a new city council with several new aldermen that have been very vocal, many of whom I know and have worked alongside. And so it's exciting to have their voices now in city council to be able to support the voices of those of us in the neighborhood. So I'm definitely optimistic.
All right. Well, the Brussels sprouts are here.
Yes, they are phenomenal.
That's a good place to stop. Amara, great to see you. Thanks for talking East Garfield Park today.
Thank you.